Olds, an artistic tradition is being restarted in Olds, this time with a new name. Battle of the Brushes, where artists complete paintings in competition with each other and the crowd votes for winners, will be held March 25 at the Pomeroy Inn and Suites. Doors open at 6 p.m. The competition begins at 7 p.m. Proceeds are going to the BGC Olds and Area, formerly known as the Boys and Girls Club of Olds and Area. A similar event, called Art Battle, ran for years until it was sidelined by the COVID-19 pandemic, organizing committee chair Debbie Olhausen says. She says the event can't use that former name because it's copyrighted, so they chose a new name. Olhausen moved away from Olds a few years ago, but moved back. She got the idea to restart the event this past summer now that COVID restrictions have been lifted and enlisted many of the people who were involved in its previous iteration. Since I moved back to Olds, I thought it would be fun to try again, because Art Battle was always such a success, Olhausen said during an interview with the Alberton. I contacted the other women that had been involved in years past and they went, yeah, sure, let's give it a try. And so here we are, Battle of the Brushes. 12 artists will battle it out. They are Diana Steer, Melanie Seeley, Cindy Boffey, Kirsten Maxwell, Debbie McKiver, Patty Simino, Rhonda Van Vlonderen, Jim Brown, Carly Marsh, Dax Stringer, Jamie Regwell, Digia Lambert and Clint Mason, who will serve as a spare. Town of Olds Mayor Judy Dahl is slated to open the event. Murray Elliott will be the MC. There's 3 rounds of painting, 6 artists, and then the crowd votes. And then the next 6 artists paint and the top 2 from each round then face off, Olhausen said. It's really exciting, it's a lot of fun. The crowd gets to walk around and watch while they paint. Olhausen is very grateful that the Pomeroy Inn and Suites has made its ballroom available for the Battle of the Brushes. BGC Olds and Area Youth and Community Outreach Director Lauren McMullen is thrilled that that organization was invited to be the recipient of proceeds raised during the event. We were lucky to be chosen this year to be able to get those proceeds, and we have a lot of things coming up, McMullen said. We have a youth center opening in town here, we're opening a youth center in Didsbury. We have different youth programming starting, she said. We have summer programs coming up. We have lots of things going on. We have lots of stuff going on. We just opened another child care location. We have lots of things going on, so it was a great time for the proceeds to come into the BGC of Olds and Area.